I want to share a particular passage with you, thought with you tonight. If I were to entitle it, I would entitle it, "Let us hold firmly to what we believe." Let us hold firmly to what we believe, to what we've come to believe. In other words, don't give up. Don't give up tonight. Don't give up. No matter what's going on, no matter what things look like, do not give up. Hold fast, hold firmly to what you believe. How is that possible? Well, the Word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, if you want to turn there, if you have a Bible. Hebrews chapter 4. The book of Hebrews was written to believers that were going through it. They were going through it. Are you going through it tonight? Are you going through trials and tribulations and troubles and struggles and drama and stuff? Some of us got some drama. Some of us got stuff going on, right? Well, the believers were going through some stuff. They were going through all kinds of different things. And so the Lord encourages them through his word as he wants to encourage you and I tonight. And if you were to sum up the theme of Hebrews, it would be this. It would be simply that you and I have a great high priest. Amen. That Christ is our high priest tonight. You see, before in the Old Testament days, in the olden days, there was a mediator between man and God. Men would have to go to a priest to present their offerings to worship God. And they would present these offerings to the priest, and the priest would present these offerings to God. And it was done once a year. There was this atonement. The high priest would go into the presence of God. But that all changed when Christ came. Because Christ is our high priest, see? And so now we don't just go, we don't have to go to man. We can go directly to God, see? And he ever lives to make intercession for us because he stays in the presence of God. The high priest went into the presence of God and left. Once a year, but now Christ is forever in the presence of the Father making intercession for us. In other words, he stands as our mediator tonight. And I want to read to you some verses here found in verse 14 through 16. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. That's where I get my title from. Let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, to the throne of grace. There we will receive his mercy and find help, find grace to help us when we need it the most. When you and I need it the most. Amen. So let us hold firmly. How can we hold firmly to what we believe? How can we stand in the evil day? How can we, despite everything you and I are facing in this life, the challenges we face, the challenges we will face in the days ahead, how can we stand? How can we hold fast to what we believe? How can we not waver to the left and right? Well, he tells us right here. He says, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, you and I have a high priest. We have a God in heaven who can relate to you and I. See, he walked this earth. He lived this life. He experienced everything you and I. He went through things so that he could relate to us. The high priest was a man in the Old Testament so that he could relate to the people. Well, Jesus, God became man so that he could relate to your struggle and mine, so that he could identify with us. Are you with me tonight? Right? He faced the battle of unforgiveness, right? He could have held a grudge against us, but he chose not to, right? Despite what humankind did to him, are you with me? What we did to him, what our kind did to him. So he could have held on to unforgiveness, but he chose not to. He said, Father, forgive them. Do you understand? He struggled with abandonment, right? His disciples abandoned him. They forsook him. One of his disciples betrayed him. Have you ever been betrayed? Have you ever felt abandoned? Have you ever felt all alone? He experienced all these things so that he could identify with us, folks. He did this. God became a man so that he could understand your struggle and mine, so that he could empathize with us, so that he could identify with us. We have a high priest, a great high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us, who is in the presence of God. But not only that, he is God. He is the Son of God, which means he has all power, all authority on heaven and earth, folks. He has all authority, even under the earth. He has all authority, folks, tonight. All authority. And he did it all for us so he could identify with our struggles, with our battles. Hallelujah. So we can hold firmly to what we believe. Verse 15 says it this way. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do. Yet he did not sin. He didn't sin. He faced every struggle, all the battles, the things that you and I will face, so that he could identify with us. And he is the Son of God. And we can come to him. Hallelujah. We can come to him. The scripture tells us, verse 16, so let us come boldly to the throne of grace. So number one, we can stand firmly because we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. But secondly, it says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Because we have this high priest, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Why? This throne, we can come boldly, which means to approach, to draw near spiritually. You and I can come to him in prayer. That's why we pray, folks. We come to him spiritually. We come to him. We draw near into his presence with our struggles, with our battles. The Bible says, pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us. Selah. That's why we sing the song, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe, right? Because we can run to him and we're safe. It doesn't mean you and I won't struggle. We won't have battles. It doesn't mean you and I aren't going to go through stuff, folks. It doesn't mean that at all. It does mean, though, when we go through stuff, we've got a God on our side. A God who cares. A God who knows the end from the beginning. A God who has given us the victory and assures our victory. That we will triumph over fear. We'll triumph over trepidation, insecurities, dismay. We'll triumph over everything that comes our way. That these things will not swallow us up. Despair. Because in this life, we're going to have tribulation, Jesus said. We're going to have tribulation, folks. He said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome it all. And because you're in me, you're going to overcome it all. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. There we will receive his mercy. You know, throne of grace, it means a throne where we receive unmerited favor, unearned favor, folks. God's favor is on us. There we will receive his mercy. You don't ever have to wonder, is God with me? Is he for me? You don't ever have to wonder that again, folks, if God is for you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me, right? For you. It's all for you. It's all for me. Everything God has done is for you. It's all for you. It's for me. So you don't ever have to wonder, is he on your side? Is God on my side? No, his favor is on you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Come on, somebody. holy, separated unto God, separated from the world to him. You are his treasure. You are the apple of his eye. You are the love of his heart. We are the bride of Christ. He adores you. He adores you tonight. He delights in you. Think about that. When the enemy comes to condemn you, think about that. When he comes to rub your nose in your failures, think about that. That he delights in you. And it's not because you've earned it. It's not because I've earned it. This is a throne of grace, folks. He's chosen to love us despite our warts, our blemishes in the natural. Before him, we have been sanctified, set apart, cleansed. We stand before him righteous without a single fault. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. You know, when you're struggling, and I've said this before, but I'm gonna say it again. You're struggling. Sometimes, you know, the enemy will come and say, God's left you. Oh, you did it now. This time you just went too far. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that? You done messed up this time. Yeah, he forgave you before, but come on now. You should know better. After all these years you've been walking with God, you should know better. Have you ever heard that voice? Let me ask you a question. Why would the Lord abandon you in your struggle when that's when you need him the most? Does that make sense? You and I can't live this life in our own strength. We can't do that. As a matter of fact, if you read Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4, it all talks about the rest of God. It points to a rest that remains for the people of God. What is that about? Well, it says, you know, God, after he created the heavens and the earth, he rested. He rested from his works. And the scripture says there's a rest that remains for you and I, which means when we cease striving in our own strength, when you and I choose to trust God and we stop trying to work things out in our own strength and we allow the Lord to help us, we come to him and we just surrender our struggle, our battle to him, and we allow him to help us. Finally, there's a rest. Folks, the evidence of faith is rest. That's what it's saying. The evidence of faith is rest. When you and I cease from striving in our own works, trying to work things out, when we understand the Lord has done it all, and all we have to do is receive it by faith. Does that make sense? And so that's why you and I can hold fast. That's why we can hold firmly to what we believe, because we have a high priest. We have the Son of God on our side, who's gone to heaven, sits at the right hand of God. In other words, in the place of power. And he gives you and I power. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the lies of the enemy. Every condemning voice, I give you power to tread on it, to trample it underfoot. I've given you a shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Does that make sense tonight? So you can, and now I can come boldly to the throne of grace because the Lord is there with mercy. He's there with mercy, ready to help us, to help us. Do you need help tonight? Well, the Lord is ready to help you. He stands ready to help you, and he's going to help you. What can separate us from the love of God? Just because you and I have difficulty, trials, struggles, does that mean just because we're going through stuff, because sickness, all of a sudden I get sick, maybe I get terminally ill, does that mean God stopped loving me? If I, for some reason, end up on the street, does that mean he stopped loving me? Folks, the greatest proof of God's love is the cross. Paul was beaten, shipwrecked. Sometimes he suffered hunger. And despite that, he said, what can separate us from God's love? Through all these things. Somebody say through all. Through all these things, we are more than conquerors. Come on, give him praise tonight. Hold firmly to what you've believed. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've gone to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming to get you. But in the interim, occupy till I come. Everything you do, do it all for the glory of God. Amen. If you need healing tonight, if you need freedom from fear and anxiety, if you need housing, if you need a job, I want you to lift your hands to him and surrender everything to him right now. Right now, just lift your hands to God, and I want you to surrender every care, every concern, every burden, every struggle, every trial, every need. I want you to surrender to him right now, understanding that you have a high priest. You have the Son of God on your side. You have God on your side, that you can come to him yourself. Go ahead, talk to him. Talk to him. He wants to hear your voice. Tell him, God, I surrender this. I surrender that. Name what you're surrendering tonight. Name it. Talk to him. God, I surrender my struggle. I surrender my concern. I surrender my battle. Lord, you know everything. You know everything. You order my steps. You establish my goings, Lord. You know everything. You know the plans that you have for me. Hallelujah. You have an expected end for me, God. I trust you. I choose to trust you tonight. Thank you that you're not going to abandon me. Thank you that you're going to finish the good work you began in me. Thank you that faithful is he who calls me and will do it, will do it, will do it. Thank you that I stand complete in him tonight. Accepted. Hallelujah in the beloved. The apple of your eye. Thank you for rejoicing over us with singing tonight. You are singing over us tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.